The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind.
Well, the answer may be blowing in the wind, but Don McPherson is looking for answers about the wind. Specifically, he wants to know how other parts of BC regulate small-scale wind farms on private land. He and other members of the Peace River Regional District are trying to decide how to react to an increased interest in wind projects in the Northeast. Don McPherson is board chair of the regional district, also the mayor of Tumbler Ridge, and he joins me this morning. Good morning, Mr. Mayor.
Good morning.
How much interest is there in wind farms in the region right now?
Well, I know we're on Tumbler Ridge here. There's lots. There's lots of wind farms that are just sitting on the drawing board table, ready to go whenever there's a power demand. But in the region, we've had four applications through the regional district for private land use.
And to be clear, these are small-scale wind projects, correct?
Yeah, they're in that standing offer agreement with BC Hydro, which has a maximum wattage, and it's about 4 to 5 towers for each project.
And what's the difference between a small-scale project, as you're speaking of, and something larger?
Well, a small-scale project like the standing offer agreement, that you can just build your wind farm, and you're accepted by BC Hydro into the grid. Where larger ones, they've got to be on a supply agreement with BC Hydro. It's kind of tied into a power call from BC Hydro.
Okay. Now, more locally, at last week's board meeting, there was a proposal for a new set of rules to be created surrounding these small-scale wind farm proposals. You decided against that. Why?
Well, we haven't got a wind farm as a permitted use in the region here. So we haven't really looked at it, and so what we've asked staff to do is just bring us in some information how other areas are, like in Ontario and Pincher Creek and the rest of BC, are looking at regulating having wind farms on private land.
Is it possible that wind farms could be a new source of income for you?
Well, there is a financial aspect to it. There's a place for them, and they're like in my own view on it is that they're definitely good in some areas. Like in around Tumbler Ridge, they really helped out a lot. But in farming areas, and that, you know, there's a lot of other issues that come up.
Like what?
Well, the visual concept. I mean, people live up here because they want to be looking at some man-made stuff. It's more for nature and that. So they, you know, they have a little bit of an issue of having a one of these windmills sitting on front of their house. You know, when you've sitting on your front deck at your farm, it's not really what you want to see. It's not why you moved up here. There's other issues like noise and wildlife too. That I have my I know how I feel about it, but
How do you feel about it?
Well, I'm a hunter, so I know that they don't affect the wildlife a whole bunch. I mean, I've had windfields in the background while I'm calling an elk in, and the noise issue, if I got to go up and stand below them before I hear it, and there is a noise, but it's not really noticeable from the town here to say that they're about what 5 clicks from here, 5 kilometers from Tumbler Ridge, so and I don't hear them here.
I'd like to get back to the application process. Do you have a sense how much money it actually costs the regional district to spend to assess each wind farm application?
No, I don't. I couldn't tell you that. It's one thing I didn't ask about.
Okay. I guess basically what I'm wondering is whether the cost for all of these proposals might be worthwhile in the end if more small-scale wind farms go through.
Well, the cost is one thing, but I think the how it affects the people up here is more important. Each wind farm program should be addressed on its own merits, you know, just exactly where it's going to go and how many people live in that area. And like the residents have really let us know that they have some real concerns.
So how quickly do you need to make a decision on how you'll proceed with how you deal with wind farms?
We're doing it as quick as we can. We've got some wind farms that that they want to get going on right away, so we have to come up with an answer for them.
When you say right away, like how quickly are you talking about?
Well, there's two with this Renewable Energy Systems Canada Incorporated that are that they want to start right away, but we've got to come up with a process so that those are they're kind of put back until we do get there.
So it sounds like you're coming to a place here where lots of interest, but the community may not share in that interest.
That's right. One thing about the regional district, they're really concerned with how the public, what the public wants, the residents of the area, and that's kind of number one on the plate, and then the financial issues come after that.
Mayor McPherson, thanks so much for joining me today with the update.
Okay.
Don McPherson is the mayor of Tumbler Ridge. He's also the board chair of the Peace River Regional District. We turn it to you. What do you think about wind farms in the region? Do you think it's a good idea as some of the region takes an economic downturn, or is the price too high in terms of the social impact? You can let us know 1-866-340-1932.